that helps musical theater majors and drama and voice majors like sing anywhere they are, because that's like them getting their practice in, which I think is kind of bothersome. I don't think that makes them that great though necessarily. I think a lot of them learn theory, but I think there's still a lot of variation in their skills.
Well, I'm not singing very like I'm not. It's not distinctly known that I'm singing. It's more of just I'm kind of mumbling.
Oh, and you're just
and
singing.
Stuff. And
like,
that just
I
that's
see.
kind of weird. And you walk by a person like that, you have no
I
idea.
see.
Because the earphones is a.
It's a giveaway though. Yeah, these, I'm talking people without earphones. Right,
But
but
they're
online.
fighting over everything. Suddenly they start singing.
Except life's not a musical. So.
No, I mean like.
Life, the musical. Now a hit show on Broadway. You're gonna write a play about it, aren't you? I know it. And I'm gonna be like, damn it, Rob, this was my idea, my title, I get ownership rights. This is copyrighted. We're on record. So we are
oh,
evidence
okay,
that this
fine.
Is copyrighted of mine.
It was your idea. But
yeah.
I watched Phantom of the Opera the other day.
Oh, how was
it? It was just the movie.
Oh, okay.
I really wasn't watching it.
Okay.
But I did listen to all the songs.
Okay.
I have to watch it again. It's I have the DVD at home. I've never seen it on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of sad. Well, my roommates were watching it and I was doing homework, so that's how I got it.
Okay.
That's how it's kind of on and off. They really didn't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to see it on Broadway.
Right. Aren't they touring it here or something like that?
I don't know.
I thought they were. Yeah, I don't know either. I should know. But
I also really want to see Rosie Pence and Gildersleeve and that.
I know that it's a play by Shakespeare.
No.
It's a play off of the two characters from Hamlet, which
yes.
is written by Shakespeare. Sorry, that's what I meant. And it's the two guides from, you know.
Yes.
Two guards.
The two guards.
I think guides. Maybe we can analyze this.
This is you not getting enough caffeine.
I have plenty. This is me not getting enough sleep. But anyway. So, yeah, is it a musical too? Or
no,
I thought it was a
no,
movie.
It's a play.
Or play or whatever.
And it's nothing like Shakespeare.
Right.
It's
Isn't it British dry humor though?
Yeah, a bit of that. There's a bit more rhetoric and a lot of logic in it.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, because it's like play on words and stuff like
that. Yeah, and the logical fallacies. I mean, these two people, like, it's talking about how Hamlet, these two guards, they're sent off to do something, and then...
They're sent off to watch over Hamlet because, you know, Hamlet's father was... Yeah, Hamlet's uncle was like, watch out for Hamlet, because he's going crazy. So, yeah, they're sent to spy on him.
Yeah, well, part of the spying process was lying to please send Hamlet to his death.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hamlet turns the tables on him. Do you remember when?
I don't remember that line.
I don't remember the line either, but they...
No, I don't remember that line of how could you send Hamlet to his death.
Well, they sent Hamlet to a foreign kingdom, and they're with a note, that's with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
I can appreciate it. I don't know if I'd necessarily go out and seek it, but I can appreciate it. Horrible question for me to ask and reflects how much of current affairs I don't know, but is Christopher Reed still alive? Okay, that's what I thought. That is still right, right? Okay.
He was in bed, and developed something else while he was in bed because he wasn't able to. I forget.
Okay. Superman, I don't think of Christopher Reeves anymore. Oh, are you okay? Oh my god, don't joke. But I think of Dean Cain.
Oh, yeah.
The new Superman. That's so funny.
Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I used to every so often.
Do you watch Smallville?
No.
No? Oh, okay, I don't watch it either.
I watch a little bit. I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it for fun, but it's, whatever. I'm always like...
You watch everything.
Yeah, I do. It's funny, because I really don't watch TV, but then again, I pretty much know
everything. You don't watch
everything.
Anything religious.
And if I have nothing to do, I may watch it. If I find it entertaining. If I have nothing better to do, I may.
There's always better things to do. On the bed. Cook!
Okay, I guess I could put it that way.
Come on, me. We'll go to the Schmidt District.
Not here. I do more of that at home.
Oh, at home. Oh, okay.
Home, where like my friends are in college or they're working. So when I'm home for break, usually our breaks don't match up, too. And then, like, you know, it's hard for me to explain, but like, I guess being an only child kind of goes into it. I'm just like, I don't like being around people too much. Like, I can do it. I like it. I mean, I like it, but not an always, every time thing. So like, maybe I should just rephrase it to be like, actually, I just like it when I can sit there and have nothing to worry about, there's nothing pressing to do, and I don't want to do anything else but watch TV. And then I will enjoy my episode of Smallville or, you know, Superman or whatever.
Don't like to be around people.
I don't mean it like I don't like to be around people, because I am a people person. You know how I am with people.
Yeah.
I'm totally outgoing, but every so often I like to be a couch potato and just be worthless for
night.
About an hour.
That
That's what I like
night.
To do. Exactly. So,
you
know.
Doing stuff last night, you did nothing. It was actually nothing getting done.
Oh, okay. Just sat in